When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. A wee hours welcome for 3 freed hostages. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump was there when the Korean American citizens landed in Maryland, set free from prison in North Korea. Fox's Leland Vittered at Joint Base Andrews.
It is not often the President of the United States is up at 3 a.m. for a happy reason, but he certainly was overnight. And you can really see these ear-to-ear smiles, not only on the President, but also, of course, on the men who he greeted. He went on the plane, said hello to them, brought them down. A lot of handshakes, a lot of smiles, few peace signs, cheers from the gathered members of the Air Force there. They talked to the media very briefly. One detainee said it was like a dream being home. Said while he was in North Korea, he was forced to do a lot of hard labor. And to that end, the detainees were put on a bus and taken right to Walter Reed Medical Center.
Two of those men were arrested in North Korea about a year ago, the other in 2015. 3 people are reported killed in Israeli airstrikes against Iranian military facilities in Syria. The strikes came after rockets were fired at Israeli positions in the Golan Heights. A 104-year-old Australian man goes out on his own terms in Switzerland. His story now from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
David Goodall ended his life today at a clinic in Switzerland in a medically assisted suicide. He's not terminally ill, but he explained his decision in a press conference yesterday.
One wants to be free to choose the death. When the death is the appropriate time.
He passed away listening to Beethoven's Ode to Joy. The assisted suicide is banned in his home of Australia. 6 states in the U.S. allow it, including California, Vermont, and Oregon.
Tanya, a pond is being searched in Orange County, Florida, where a teenager yelled, it bit me, then disappeared. Eric Wolf called 911.
I was keeping eyes on him with the binoculars, and I saw him sink under the water, and unfortunately, he did not resurface.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A group of House Republicans are bucking with party leadership and trying to force a vote on deportation protection for Dreamer immigrants.
If every House Democrat joins just 25 House Republicans, they can force a series of votes on competing immigration proposals. It's a legislative process that rarely works, known as a discharge petition. And so far, GOP supporters have more than a dozen Republican signatures. If successful, the discharge petition would force votes as early as next month on bipartisan, conservative, and liberal proposals for DACA recipients, young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Even that is likely a long shot with an uncertain outcome in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
People living near a volcano oozing lava in Hawaii are warned big boulders and ash could come shooting out next. Governor Daniel Ige says a geothermal energy plant there will be removing its flammable pentane gas from storage by the end of the day. Says it would be very hazardous if a vent from the volcano opened up underneath that storage facility. A kitten rescue turns into something else in Texas.
Hearing mewing in an alley in San Antonio, three people followed the sounds and found what they thought were two little kittens looking hungry and lonely. With their mother nowhere to be found, they took the furry critters in and started to bottle feed them. The kittens soon ripped the bottles apart, got very aggressive, and started biting their would-be rescuers. Animal control officers were called. They quickly determined the kittens were actually ravenous bobcat cubs. They've been turned over to an animal sanctuary whose workers have been patrolling the neighborhood, hoping to find the bobcat mom to reunite them. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Stock markets overseas are trading higher. Dow futures up 12 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Crude oil at $71.53 a barrel. Prices have been going up since President Trump announced he'd reimpose sanctions on Iran. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, good having you along. The hostages are free. That's a big story this morning. They arrived at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever time that was. In the wee hours of the morning, the president and the vice president greeted the three Americans held in North Korea. They are home, and they are free.
Good.
ESPN 93.5, we check your local news this morning. Brought to you today by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 21 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted she shot her cousin in a car in North Urbana. 27-year-old Janisha Gray pleaded guilty to aggravated battery with a firearm. An Arkansas truck driver has been charged with DUI in connection to a five-vehicle crash on Tuesday afternoon on I-57. 41-year-old Jess Plunkett of Arkansas was driving a semi-trailer north on I-57 when he rear-ended three vehicles and the trailer of another truck. He admitted to smoking cannabis and snorting crushed pills in Memphis prior to the crash. He was charged with two counts of driving under the influence. A year of probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to stealing from a home in Northwest Champaign. 19-year-old Tavonte Ross pleaded guilty to felony theft. He admitted he stole several items from a home in the 1300 block of Paula Drive. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Davidson NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers at two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com.
Good morning, Stevie J. We've got sunshine and a high of 83 expected today. Winds as high as 16 miles per hour. 20% chance of thunderstorms tonight after 11 with a low around 59. 87 our high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 67 Friday night. There's a 40% chance of rain in the forecast now for Saturday. High 81, up to 84 for Mother's Day on Sunday. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, the hostages are free. The hostages are free.
The president on the tarmac taking a moment to remember a North Korean prisoner who came home in a very different situation.
It's a very important thing to all of us to be able to get these three great people out. And I must tell you, I want to pay my warmest respects to the parents of Otto Warmbier, who is a great young man who really suffered.
Secretary of State Pompeo has been in the air and on the road now since Monday night. Still, he spent about 20 minutes inside the terminal at Andrews Air Force Base briefing the president and the vice president on his trip, and now begins the strategy sessions to figure out exactly how the administration wants to play their meeting with Kim Jong-un.
He's director of the Center for Terrorism Law, St. Mary's University, former Green Beret, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Well, I think this is ginormous news. I give Donald Trump all the credit. This is huge news. The hostages come home. What does it mean, Jeff?
Well, you know it's huge news when the other networks won't even mention it. And it is. I mean, the bigger context is this summit is going to be in about 2 weeks between President Trump and the leader of North Korea. The goal, of course, has always been to stop or encourage North Korea not to to disarm. I mean, one time we were trying to stop getting nuclear weapons, that failed. Now we've got to try to disarm them. And this president has the greatest opportunity of any other president we've had to make that happen. And the reason we're here is because of President Donald J. Trump and his negotiating skills.
What does Kim Un-jung want? Well, he must want something. What does he want?
He wants not to be killed, not to be prosecuted for his crimes, and stay in power if possible. Recall that before the summit was announced on the North Korean side, he made a secret trip to China. And there he met with the leader of China. And if I was a fly on the wall, the leader of China said, look, I'm getting pressure from Donald Trump. If the economic side of the equation, we can no longer use you as the puppet that we've used you for so long. You're going to have to give concessions to the Americans in terms of the nuclear program. And that's exactly why we're here. It's not because they have all of a sudden a newfound love for freedom and peace in the world. It's because that they're feeling the heat.
I don't think he's going to be able to stay. I mean, you see unified Korea here. I don't know how he stays in power. There's also a whole lot of North Koreans that want him dead, so I don't know about keeping him alive part either. So, I mean, again, you're looking at a guy that the world is going, ooh, ooh, and all of a sudden he says maybe billions of dollars does it, maybe exile, maybe security for the rest of his life. I don't know what his end game is.
He doesn't want to end up like Muammar Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein or any of these other totalitarian leaders, because you're right. I mean, I've been all over the world twice, and one thing you discover is that people do not like to live in totalitarian regimes, despite all the propaganda you see out there. And so he's worried about that as well. But, yeah, he's going to want some assurances. But, you know, whatever we have to give in terms of getting rid of nuclear weapons is well worth it for millions and millions of people. This is a wonderful opportunity to move forward. And for those who believe in peace, and I certainly do, it's much better to have peace without war. And this appears that we're on the brink of something very, very big. The president is downplaying it, of course, but, he's no fool. And he understands exactly what the North Koreans have done in the past in terms of their negotiating tactics. And he's already said, you know, if you guys aren't serious, I'm walking away from the table. We're going back to the pressure part of this equation.
It's pretty historic. I'm cautiously optimistic. Again, I don't trust it yet, but I'm fired up that we're doing this, and I am so hopeful. I don't think Donald Trump will ever get any credit from anybody on the left, but what the heck, let's just try and make some history here. What's your take on Iran and where we are with that? Missiles are flying to Israel overnight. Pretty much pummeled them in Syria, their infrastructure where they were building camps. What do you think of that situation?
Well, the time to stop a totalitarian regime is before they get nuclear weapons. And so at this point in history, we're here when we were in the 90s in the Clinton administration before the North Koreans got nuclear weapons. And they tried to negotiate their way out of it. It failed. You can't negotiate with the Iranians. Obama tried that. Failure. This president has a different style. He's going to, you know, use the lawful threat of whatever we have to do to stop them in terms of either economics or military or whatever we have to do. We've got to stop them before they get nuclear weapons. That's the clear factor. And again, the plus side on our side is that the Iranian people have tried to rise up several times to demand greater freedom in the totalitarian regime. And there's a point. They take enough of them to the streets, and they see that this president will not pull the rug out from under them but will support them, then we might see that happy ending, and that would be the best of all outcomes if, you know, they did it themselves. And that could happen.
Well, 9 out of 10 Iranians are wonderful, into all the stuff in the West and interested in some progress and freedoms. And I tell you what, if they rise up and you don't think that's going on behind closed doors, you're trying to figure it out. You're right, Jeff. I think this president would support it. Finally, Gina Haspel, should she be the next CIA director?
From what I've seen, absolutely yes. I mean, you know, she did her duty as she saw it, and, you know, she has shown herself to be a capable individual. She served for, what, 30-something years?
33, CIA. Yeah, right.
The president, yeah, the president has full confidence in her. Yes, I'm fully behind what she has done. A lot of senators are grandstanding now.
Yeah.
Some of these same Democrat senators that approved the enhanced interrogation techniques or were briefed on it said nothing. Then all of a sudden they found religion, so to speak. You know, it's a longer discussion, but you know, my bottom line opinion and my personal capacity is that, yes, she's eminently qualified, and I think she would be an excellent choice.
Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, thank you for serving your country, my friend.
It's a great country to serve. Thank you.
You betcha. God bless America. Former Green Beret, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott.
Good stuff.
On ESPN 93.5. Could it be Donald Trump is the right man at the right time for the right job? I mean, listen, if we're getting this Korea thing going, I don't know. I don't trust it. I'm hopeful. I don't know what's going to happen in Iran if that fell on its own weight like it tried to do a number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm telling you, the people of Iran, it's not the people. We got a few percentage points that are controlling the whole thing. And they're not, the whole country's not like that. What you see on TV, those are staged. I think the West would embrace Iran and the rest of the Middle East. Live in peace. I mean, all that's what we all want.
Right.
Quarter after, let's check your sports headlines. You can always text us, 359-2255, Diane Ducey, sports headline.
All right. Well, the Cubs had a big win, 13-4 over Miami. They have the day off today.
They had fun at Wrigley.
DeChris swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant, Cubs lead 1-0. Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right field. Back is Anderson. It's got a chance. Gone. And there he goes. The pitch to Russell. Drilled in the air, left field. Back goes Maben. Maben to the wall. Home run.
How many did they score?
Like 13.
Yeah. There goes the 13-run pool. All right. Yeah, that's, they used to have pools where you put money in, and then every day that they don't get to 13 runs, the pool gets bigger.
I see.
Sometimes announcers will say, there goes the 13-run pool.
I see.
So there it goes. The Cubs got it. It's all over baseball. They're the only ones that had 13 last night. So
they've got a day game yesterday against the Chicago White Sox tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. All 120 starts heard on U.S. 105.9. And again, the Cardinals with the day off. They've got a late game, 9:10 start against San Diego. Here's your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. After a day off and a trip to San Diego, the Cardinals are back on the field tonight. More on that in a moment, but how about the Memphis Redbirds and Jack Flaherty yesterday? A 7-2 win for the Redbirds over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Flaherty started and dazzled.
Three balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down and in. Boy, that is a nasty pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. He went up to get him with a fastball. Here you go again. Flaherty, Ahmed, 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball that would have been out of the zone. Strikeout 13.
Steve Selby on the call for the Memphis Redbirds as Flaherty goes 6 2/3 innings, scattering 6 hits, 2 runs, walking none, and striking out 13. 9:10 tonight, the Cardinals in San Diego against the Padres. 8:15 for Ameren Total Access. Miles Michaelis takes on Jordan Lyles. I'm Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Pittsburgh over the Chicago White Sox 6-5 yesterday. In NBA action, Boston wins the series 114-112 over the Philadelphia 76ers last night. In softball, Big Ten tournament time.
Yep.
Illinois is the number 6 seed and Maryland a number 11 seed. That game at 1:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, regionals for Illinois men's golf too over in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Players Championship, Tiger and Phil paired together.
That's
That'll
right.
That'll be fun today at round one down in Ponte Vedra. And the standings in the NL Central, the Cardinals are in first place. Milwaukee is a half game back. Pittsburgh's a half game back. The Cubs are one game back. So you could have one of four new leaders in that Central after a game like today or tonight. Here you go with your weather.
We've got sunshine today and a high of 83. A 20% chance of thunderstorms after 11 tonight with a low 59. Partly sunny for Friday's forecast. High 87, low 67. 40% chance of rain in the forecast. Could be early morning and afternoon. I know we've got graduation ceremonies going on.
Yeah.
High 81, low 61. On Sunday for Mother's Day, right now, partly cloudy and the showers coming late. High 84, low 64. Currently 61 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I'm a huge advocate of golf, particularly for young, youth, kids. Get involved. I got some info for you next.
From the Fox Business Network, the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a Tesla Model S collision in Florida that killed two teenagers. The car hit a concrete wall and burst into flames. The NTSB and Tesla say investigators are looking into whether the car was in partial self-driving mode, autopilot, and whether the car was speeding. The car was in a residential neighborhood with a 35-mile-an-hour limit. Tesla says if it was in autopilot, the car would have been limited to driving 35 miles an hour or less on the street. General Motors will be setting up its Asia Pacific headquarters in South Korea. GM is also agreeing to buy more parts from South Korean auto suppliers for operations around the world. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 182 yesterday. NASDAQ added 73. S&P gained 25. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends. Pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit Addie's.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
You work hard from the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future. Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face. With farm management, brokerage, and financing solutions tailored to your needs, we can help ensure your hard work pays off now and into the future. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Crisis Nursery Friday, June 1st for our annual dinner and auction at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Enjoy a great dinner, live and silent auction items, good drinks, and familiar faces while supporting a great cause. Crisis Nursery creates an island of safety dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect by providing 24-hour emergency care for children and support to strengthen families. Go to crisisnursery.net to get more information, sponsor this event, or buy tickets.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, I'm a big advocate of golf. I think it's great for kids to learn all kinds of things in their life through the game of golf. Lance Olson, the pro over Champaign Country Club. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you, Stevie James?
I'm great. Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour. What is it and why are you doing this, Lance?
So the CIJGT is a developmental program for our youth, our local youth. We really believe that we can develop our talent locally and help these kids move up the ladder if they so choose to play in high school, college, and beyond.
What?
So it is a two-person scramble developed like the PGA Junior Golf League, and we're going to model that and do it here locally.
So I can get a friend and go out, and then you're doing a scramble, meaning you hit the drive, I hit the drive, we take the best drive.
Right, so a little less pressure than having to hole out your own ball every hole.
Yeah.
Maybe we have a couple people with different abilities, but you can step up and hit your best shot and maybe choose the one that's going to score best for the team.
Where are we in the game? What's happened to the game of golf and golf courses in the last 5 years, Lance?
You know, in the last 5 years, I think golf tends to follow the economy. We have some ups and downs, certainly, but youth golf is actually strong. It's one of the sports that is growing for youth. We see a decline in a lot of the other youth sports out there. Certainly, there's some injury and parental concern on safety of the children. Golf does not fall into that category. So we have a lot of things you can learn about competitive spirit, honesty, integrity, and you can come out and be pretty safe on the golf course and have a lot of life skills.
Yeah. And why are you doing this, Lance? What's the reason? What's your why?
You know, my why is I want to build a golf empire here locally. Golf has given so much to me, to my family, and really provided us a lovely place to grow and raise our children. And I want to be able to give back to the community, to our club, and to the area youth, and really show some kids that there's opportunities out there that you can take through golf, educate yourself, and turn something into a professional career. Use golf throughout your career, and certainly with your families as well.
It's awesome. Great stuff, Lance. You've been a great advocate for youth golf for a long time around here. All right, so Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, we can find it on Facebook. By the way, to get into these tournaments, is this right, $20?
Yes.
Wow.
$20 per player.
Wow.
And you can just call the local golf course, send in your entry, send in your buddy's name, and we're going to post the starting times about 2 days ahead of time on Facebook. And our first event is here at Champaign on May 19th. We're going to play in the afternoon, so you can get to your morning activities and then maybe come out and play some golf with us.
So fun. Boys and girls, right?
Boys and girls. There's no gender. You can play with boys and girls.
Awesome.
There's mixed teams. There's no divisions, so we're just looking for the two best players.
Let's go.
Lance, how do you get kids who don't know much about golf involved? Is there some camp options this summer?
You know, there always are some camp options, and our local community golf courses, anything from Legends, Lake of the Woods, Stone Creek, Orange and Blue, they all have junior camp opportunities. And I think the best thing to do is to call those facilities and find out. But they run them season long during the summer, where these kids can come out, work on their games, their individual skills, and really start progressing in the game.
Sounds good.
Lance, you're the best, buddy. I really do appreciate it. I want the community to know Lance Olson has been an advocate and a real, real good force for youth golf for all my kids, you know, involvement. So that's 10, 15, 20 years now. Thank you on behalf of the community.
Yeah.
Keep it going with what you're doing. I'm happy to help with this any way I can because I see the value of learning the game and how it parallels with life. It's really tremendous.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
You bet, buddy. Talk to you later. Lance Olson, golf pro over at Champaign Country Club and the founder of Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour. And so you don't have to be great. You have to be able to do a few things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to understand. You have to hit the ball. You have
right.
to move it forward. But if you've got, you know, something going on like that, they're trying to, you know, get more involved. It is really fun in the scramble. So Diane and I go out. Diane hits a drive. I hit a drive. We use the best shot.
Uh-huh.
Then we get on the green. We both putt. And maybe one of us makes it.
Okay.
You know, it's just fun. Scrambles are fun. That's why there's so many fundraisers with scrambles.
Exactly.
Lance Olson, again, go to Facebook, Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, and explore. And for $20 to play Lincolnshire and Champaign Country Club and Stone Creek and Orange and Blue at U of I Golf Course, Legends. We got some nice golf. Willow
yeah,
Pond.
Yeah.
Have you been up to Willow Pond?
That's the Rantoul?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Kevin Appleby's. That mm-hmm. thing is different.
Yeah.
And Legends is different. And U of I Orange and Blue, I love that course. I just Stone Creek, I love them all. it's wonderful, and to get the exposure for the kids for $20. Get a friend and get her done. Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com, our new printer back there is fancy.
Yeah.
Going to check your local news here coming up. Camera Clifton will join us from Clifton Network Partners. Turmoil in Iran, we'll talk about that in just a moment. ESPN 93.5.
You know, I was just thinking the other day of how rich my life has been with simply sharing time with others. Whether with family, friends, or just a moment's greeting with a stranger. Hi, how are you? Well, now, how many of us during these sharing times have said something, done something, or hit the send button with a message that might have hurt someone or their feelings? Wouldn't it be great to have a button to push? A do-over button. Well, my best friend, Jesus Christ, offers not only the button, but the true love to forgive you of all wrongs. Simply, just reach out. He is reaching for you and inviting you to his house this Sunday. Attend church services of your choice. Jesus will guide you. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Jesus welcomes you to his house, and he's been expecting.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump calling it a great honor to welcome three Americans home after their release by North Korea, but adding,
the true honor is going to be if we have a victory in getting rid of nuclear weapons.
At Joint Base Andrews, where the former detainees arrived overnight with the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also returned, having set the table for much of this meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Senior administration official says the purpose of this meeting was to establish not just a country and a city, but also a precise venue for this summit. Our White House team is reporting that it looks like momentum is moving towards Singapore in early June for this.
Fox's Rich Edson. And an assisted suicide group says Australian David Goodall, who was 104 years old, has died. The scientist traveled to Switzerland to take advantage of the country's assisted suicide laws. Fox News, we report. Decide.
Your local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by country financial agent Jesse DeHaan. She's at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. Call Jesse DeHaan for all your insurance needs. 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A year of probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to stealing from a home in Northwest Champaign. 19-year-old Tavante Ross pleaded guilty to felony theft. He admitted he stole several items from a home in the 1300 block of Paula Drive. If you carry EpiPens, you might have a harder time getting a hold of those. The FDA has added the EpiPen and EpiPen Junior auto-injectors and generic versions of those products to its drug shortage list. The products are still currently available. The FDA expects the shortage to be short-term. A Southern Illinois man is dead after falling 60 feet at a waterfall at a state park. 22-year-old Charles Gill of Pittsburgh, Illinois, died Sunday after falling at Ferncliff State Park. He apparently lost his footing. A Department of Natural Resources spokesman urged hikers to stay on designated trails and wear suitable clothing and shoes to prevent accidents. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service brought to you by our great friends over at CMI Chemical Maintenance Inc. They got all your janitorial supplies. They got all the machines to clean all the rooms easily, quickly, and safely.
Mm-hmm.
See Betsy and Brad Parks. I'm kind of an expert on all their gear now.
Of course.
Worked for them on Hard Working Man and didn't run into too many things.
But keep your employees happy with the kitchen and the bathroom and everything looking good.
Yeah,
and
they've got the stuff to really clean it up. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., 359 6262 or CMIClean.com.
Sunny today with a high 83. 59 hour low tonight. A 20% chance of thunderstorms kind of overnight. And then partly cloudy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 87, low 67. Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers. It kind of depends on the timing. I know folks are in and out taking those pictures with the cap and gowns on. High 81, low 61. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy and a high 84. We're currently at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
Run over and test drive some. A good day to do that. I'm telling you, those storms, I'm talking about Honda BMW. I want to talk about storms in a second, but Honda BMW, they're located off of Neal at Burwash. They're here. They've been there now 5 years. They've taken it from, you know, Honda at the time didn't have very much inventory. They got hundreds of vehicles now, and they want to put you in a Honda. Or walk over to the BMW showroom, drop your spaghetti, eat it off the floor, crisscross applesauce.
It's beautiful.
It's so clean. Mm-hmm. It's terrific. And they got people, really good people. I went into service. Jeff Van Buskirk, I mean, just treated me like gold.
Yeah.
Really impressive all the way through. If you want a great dealership, they're top 10% dealership in America. Honda just won the President's Award. Hard to achieve. There's like six categories. You got to be like 99% on everything. It's tough. I mean, that includes the reviews from people. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Wow, what a storm.
Unbelievable. We were just coming out of Anna's birthday party.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I had 20 guests or something, and everybody was like, should we wait?
Yeah, you should wait, because that thing was, we were at Newman, so I talked to Father Lampett. What a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Father and I were talking, and then we decided to go over. Our whole family was there. Christian, I think, had a test. Anyway, we went to the window, and there were people floating down 6th Street. They had little inflatables, little stress release for the, but it was at least a foot deep.
Right.
It was a flash flood.
I mean, there was flooding on Neal Street, and actually I tried to go, and then my van was going back and forth, chugging.
Probably wouldn't get in that water. Don't they say don't drive in that water?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be that deep. I just thought it was a puddle.
Well, you need remember, those are tricky.
Right.
You're not sure whether to go or don't go, but you're probably back off till you know. It's dangerous.
Yes.
It really is. Anyway, so it was just blowing.
And the hail and the trees were bent over.
I didn't have any hail. In Champaign, I didn't see any hail.
Okay, I had hail.
But it was tossing around my beautiful new fountain from Country Arbors that I got to go buy a couple more trainings.
I see.
It was a little. All those flowers just took a hit.
Uh-huh.
Did I get my money back?
Well, you got the watering going on.
No, that's sure. That's good. Soil is wet. Anyway, I'll buy a few more geraniums today. Okay, 7:37. Cheer on the Cardinals with fellow Fighting Illini fans and alum. They host the Philadelphia Phillies a week from tomorrow already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're going. Bragging rights night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini theme ticket will receive an exclusive Illini theme Cardinals mesh jersey. Get your Illini night tickets now. Cardinals.com/theme. Last they heard, Missouri had a 100-ticket lead on us.
Yes, and they're going to have a loud contest, so we got to give them a good ILLINI. And the Bob Gibson pitching rubber will be handed out to fans. So they're taking on Philadelphia 7:15 start.
Is that the same day or the weekend?
It is.
Same day.
It's Friday the 18th. They're really loading it up.
I've got two of those Bob Gibson pitching rubbers to give away.
You do?
Yeah, the 16-year-olds in the crowd snickering about saying rubbers on the air.
Exactly.
It's a pitching rubber. It's what the guys put their foot on the mound. You know, you have to have contact with the pitching rubber every pitch. Your foot has to touch some part of that. That's part of the rules. You see guys digging in and getting
kind of
are a little bit off of it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe an inch closer to the plate.
That's right. That's
are you
right.
really touching
You're
it?
You're touching it. I know as a pitcher in softball we had to touch it. It looks like the replica 1968 National League Championship ring is the next day.
Wow.
And then the next day on Sunday is the Rawlings Kids Baseball Glove giveaway.
At first, how many? Pretty nice little red gloves, I think.
I think they use. And it's Six Flags Day, so they're giving away some ticket vouchers.
I'm telling you.
Cardinals got it going on, especially on this series against the Philadelphia Phillies.
They spend millions, they have to, because some of the stuff you'll see on eBay for $100, people will get him. Oh, by the way, I did see an angry Cub fan Saturday at our ball game, and they got kicked out. Something was going on, and I think alcohol was involved.
I'm sure it was.
They had like seven of those little food pet jars.
Yeah.
And then he said some expletive, mm-hmm. what was it, cuss word?
Yes.
Expletive? Why do you say the word?
Explicit.
You know what I'm talking about? Said something about the Cardinals, and then they threw all of their little jars into the garbage.
Oh.
Like seven of them.
Okay.
And, you know, I was standing right next to it going, do I have...
Okay.
It was like...
How many?
If I'd have dumped a bunch of honey on the floor and the bees would have come, people saw all of that, and they rushed to the garbage and grabbed them.
I did not see any of those left over.
No, they... Listen, go check eBay and see Cardinals... Purina
jar.
People sell them.
I see.
They sell them back, and I'm sure you could probably get $30 for that nice Cardinal logo.
I think they handed out 30,000.
I think they did. Yeah, it was really cool. The only negative, which isn't really negative, is you got to carry it.
Right.
We went back to our bus because we knew exactly where the bus was, and our bus driver, Gina, opened the bus up, and we just went right back in. But, no, the Cardinals do a lot of great promotions. Anyway, we'll be there a week from tomorrow for Alana and I to watch Brad Underwood throw a strike.
There were so many pets on Saturday, too. Did you happen to see the strip of lawn and it said dog restroom? They had, like, three areas outside a bush that had some grass.
I think it's really cool, but you're not going to see a lot of the game, right?
Right.
And you also got to be over there.
In a certain area.
You can't take your dog, at least to this point, to your
but
seat.
It was dog heaven for my son, Aiden.
Oh, I know.
Sure. He petted a lot of those dogs.
That's awesome. That's really, really good. All right, 7:41 in Champaign-Urbana. We're giving away tickets next hour to The Illusionist. That's coming to State Farm Center Tuesday night, $39 to $58, 866-ALINE-1 or ESPNCU.com. And I'm going to replay that interview we had with the inventor. His name is Kevin James, which is like the actor
King
Kevin.
King of Queens guy.
Kevin James is the inventor's name. He wears the lab coat if you look on YouTube.
Okay, very good.
Very cool guy.
Maybe spectacles.
I'm going to play, I did it last week. I'm just going to let you hear when I call him, and then we start the interview, and then after we're off the air supposedly, it just gives you a little insight into the ins and outs of some of our interviews. So I'll play that here coming up at the top of the hour. And then after that, we'll give you a chance to text in and win The Illusionist. Four tickets valued at whatever, $40 to $58. So it's $150, $200. And happy to give them away.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about that show. I think it's going to be a good one. And it's this next Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 at State Farm Center.
I'm glad we got a beautiful day today. Keller Williams Realty has 150 agents that are going out to help three different households in the Champaign community. And they've got the projects lined up and ready to go. And they're all meeting at 9. And then they're knocking out these jobs in a few hours. It's Red Day. Renew, energize, and donate.
Yep. Okay, good for Keller Williams. Saw Scott Bechtel yesterday, very happy about how it's helping us get the word out, and they're helping people today, which is what it's all about. I was over at the iHotel Conference Center, of course, Houlihan's restaurant. I'm thinking steak wedge salad.
Ooh. They've revamped their menu, so some of my favorites have been tweaked and upgraded.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And your favorite breakfast item at Houlihan's
I like the waffles, but they're on the sweet side.
Well, you can get some sugar-free.
I know, you can. Sometimes.
They have sugar-free syrup there?
Yeah, but, bacon and eggs, you can't go wrong
with that.
The omelets are delicious. Yeah. The coffee's always spot on.
I like
on.
The ambiance. It's such a great setting for a business meal, too. Say hey to Sam when you're over there. It's iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's restaurant, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week.
A wonderful day to be on the patio today.
You could do that, too. Houlihan's, again, at St. Mary's and First Street, south of the State Farm Center. I went over there to see Ed Charlow. Busey had their 66th economic seminar, and Kurt Anderson spoke, and Sue Gray, United Way.
Oh, yeah.
Out there moving stuff coming
She's
up.
She's great.
Yep, Ed Charlow. And Carol, Ed and Carol Charlow have been such, talk about, and they have a magazine they produce, I think quarterly.
The Pillar?
Yeah, that's what Ed Charlow, the Pillar, he's a Pillar.
Yeah.
And he's been so good for so long. Greg Likens was there, honoring Ed. And just great to hug Ed Charlow. He's been a very, very good friend of mine for 30 plus years. and just a tremendous, if you want to write in the dictionary, you know, the meaning of being a community person, Ed and Carol Charlotte come up. I just can't tell you how much I love those guys. So I was over there and saw a lot of friends, a lot of people. It was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people at the iHotel. And great presentation. A whole lot of charts Kurt Anderson had about the arrow up. You know, they didn't say Trump bump, but that's kind of what people have called it since Donald Trump was elected.
I think people are feeling good.
Well, it's better. And listen, it was fun overseeing that economic seminar and congratulating Ed and Carol Charlotte. It was Ed's final one that he's going to do. But he's just great. And my joke.
Are you sure?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But anyway, I walked around and said, you know, Ed Charlotte would have been successful had he been loyal to a company. I mean, you know, be loyal. What, he worked there 50 years?
I think his middle name is Busey.
It's 7:45. We're going to check your morning sports coming up next.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go for tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Yeah, the golf team, Illinois Men's Golf, has they're playing the Scarlet Course where they won the Big Ten Championship. They begin Monday. They'll be doing all kinds
of
practice rounds.
May 16th, so that's Wednesday.
Not till Wednesday. So they'll go over, maybe play some practice rounds, and then get to go on top five out of that region of what, 14 teams get out?
That's right.
Then they go 30 teams pair off in the national championship, then top 10, I think, top 8 maybe. Play match play.
They're coming into it as number 11.
Yeah.
For the NCAA tournament.
No, it's amazing, you know, to have a team consistently make the national championship scene. Yeah.
And it seems like they just played that course, right?
Yeah, they just won the Big Ten title over there.
Very good.
They know the golf course, and good luck as they prepare to play next week.
St. Louis had the day off. They will face San Diego. Looks like
Miles Michaelis, who has been, Cubs' best pitcher. There's no question. He throws strikes.
Cardinals?
Four wins. Pitcher? I think he's Cardinals' best pitcher now.
Gotcha.
Best starter right now, I think.
And then Jordan Lyles on the mound for San Diego. 9:10 start. You'll hear the action starting around 8:30.
I hope that, broadcast time, if it's 9:10 first pitch, will be 8:15.
Okay.
55 minutes ahead. We'll be on it with ESPN 93.5. And maybe the Cub hangover will be over, because after the Cardinals swept the Cubs over the weekend, Stevie J could have played for the Cardinals those 2 days, because they got like 6 hits in 2 days and scored one run.
And extra innings on the last 2 games.
Yeah, no, it was definitely
a drainer. Yeah.
We got another game today, guys. Yeah, they weren't very good Monday, Tuesday. By the way, they're still in first by half a game. That Central is something to watch.
Jose Quintana with the win as the Cubs beat Miami 13-4 yesterday. Pittsburgh over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Cubs and White Sox coming up. That series starting tomorrow. Boston wins the series over the Philadelphia 76ers. 114-112 was the final score yesterday, setting up the East final Sunday as Boston hosts Cleveland. The West final start on Monday as the Houston Rockets host the Golden State Warriors. NHL action tonight. Winnipeg is at Nashville, and that series is tied at 3 apiece. You had a text come in?
Yeah, Sam's reminding you that waffles are off the menu there.
Oh!
It's French toast pancakes. And he's going to start with sugar-free syrup.
Thank you for that, Sam.
I'm telling you what, Sam is the man.
Yes, he is.
I saw Emma there as well. Nice to see Emma. Anyway, Sam is just, I'm telling you what, I don't know if a person can do more for a company than a guy like Sam. Because everybody, he's like Cher. You don't need Sam what? It's Sam. Brad Underwood wanted to hire him. Everybody loves Sam.
He's very efficient.
No, he does everything.
And is it Mr. Sneeze Lock?
If you go to If I Ran the Circus, it's a Dr. Seuss book. Go to If I Ran the Circus. In there is a guy named Mr. Sneeze Lock. That's Sam. He'll park your car. He'll bring you a new pillow.
Right.
He'll make you the pancakes. And he'll bring you iced tea, and he'll do it in 5 minutes.
That's right.
No, I'm a fan of my friend Sam.
Exactly.
And every time I talk to Peter Fox, I say, Sam is unbelievable. And he says, Sam is unbelievable.
Right. Everybody agrees.
Hey, thanks to the man you tipped, my friend at the I Hotel. Remember, pancakes.
French toast.
And maybe coming sugar-free syrup, because I accidentally mentioned it. Sorry about that.
Softball Big Ten Tournament starts 1:30 this afternoon. Illinois, number 6 seed, taking on number 11, Maryland.
Okay. Age is just a number, especially when it comes to your dream of owning a business. Why don't you go with somebody who's kind of done that for 150 years? I still am stunned by the age of Busey. Entrepreneurship at an older age comes with advantages. With age comes experience. You can also maybe have a little money to invest. You have an expanded outlet. You have some wisdom. And you have an expanded network. Youth isn't always the secret to success for startups. You need more motivation. Stats from the Kauffman Foundation. Business started by those older, 55 to 64, accounted for nearly 25% of all new businesses. 25%. Americans in the 55-64 age group start with new businesses at a higher rate than those in their 20s and 30s. Wow. No matter your age or your financial needs, the experts at Busey promise the resources to help you succeed. Contact them at 800-67-BUSEY or visit one of Busey's many convenient locations. An associate will sit down with you and help determine which products and services are right for your business. Busey. Your dream, our promise, member FDIC. All right, I'm going to play that interview from The Illusionists. We'll do that. Kevin James is the guy, one of the magic guys. And then after the interview, and I'll play it about 8 minutes after 8, we'll give you the chance to text in and win 4 free tickets for Tuesday night's show valued at $150 to $200. That's a range of tickets. It's $39 to $58. You can go to ESPNCU.com, check those out. That'll give them away, though, for free. Today and tomorrow, my final two giveaways for that show. So there's that. So stand by. 751 ESPN 93.5.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com. Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Service Manager Bill Yake. How are you?
Yackle. I'm doing well, Stevie J. Yackle. How are you, sir?
Yackle. How do you spell Yackle? How do you spell
Y-E-A-K-E-L. German.
Von stehst du auf, ich stehe 7 Uhr auf, von gehst du in die Schule.
Whatever.
I'm fluent in German. Bill Yackle, service manager at Lansing. What do you guys got going on? Doing little checks of the ACs now, huh?
Absolutely. It's, you know, spring's finally here. The temperatures have, the sun is out, and we're out there tuning up people's air conditioners. Stevie J, dirt and neglect, the number one cause of early component failure. You get some grass clippings out there, your AC units outside, But it's not just about, you know, cleaning the condenser, which we use a special substance that we spray on there called TriClean. It actually emulsifies the dirt. You know, the fins of coils, dirt gets in there, and it's wet and moist. Yeah. And so it almost makes like adobe bricks in there, and that gets in there and restricts airflow. So when we spray this chemical out there on there, it breaks down and emulsifies that dirt. We let it sit. We rinse it. You've got a very, very clean outdoor coil, and dirty outdoor coils are a major, major issue for air conditioners. If we can't exhaust that air through there, it makes a big, big problem. But in addition to cleaning your outdoor coil, do a lot of checks on a lot of components, the common breakdown parts. We check all of those. Preventative, an ounce of prevention.
Yes,
so we want to make sure that AC is in tip-top shape to handle what this summer's going to throw at people.
We love it. And how do people get hold of you, Bill, to schedule a service? If you've not had your AC checked in a while, you really need to do it. He's talking about those coils and emulsifying.
Yeah.
Big words like that.
Wow.
Awesome.
Get it clean.
Yeah.
Get it clean. A clean system. You take care of that AC, it'll take care of you. And folks can call 355-5512 or check us out at LandsInc.com.
You're the man, Bill. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
That's Bill Yackel. He sounds good.
1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
All right, 754. I'll play that interview coming up from the Illusionists Tuesday night, and then chance to text in me. Emmy, I'm just trying to make it real easy on the text.
Right. 359-2255.
Stand by. We'll do it right after, but we're not going to take your text till after the interview.
Exactly.
So it won't count until the interview's over. Then the clock starts.
Thank you for clarifying.
Take the, what do you want to do?
Tall
number? No, 20, tall number.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're
is
right.
That, is that
yeah,
a pain?
We had over 200 last time.
Let's do the 100th text.
Okay, 100.
100 text after the interview. Doesn't count now. People, don't test me. News next.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans, the weekend of May 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Cardinals host the Phillies, and it's the 1968 National League Championship Weekend, presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. This weekend is loaded with giveaways. Friday, it's the Bob Gibson pitching rubber giveaway. Saturday, the 1968 championship ring giveaway. And on Sunday, a kids' baseball glove giveaway. And kids will also take home a ticket to Six Flags and a ticket voucher to a future Cards game. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotion.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign, Urbana, and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. All right, it's Tim Atterbury. He's our law enforcement official of the month. And people just really commend you on your demeanor, on the fact that when you approach a situation, is it just training? Is it instinct? How do you know how to react?
I'm the youngest of six kids. I've been married for 15 years. You know, I started this job when I was single. I was 24 years old when I started. When I came on, I was the new guy. Now I'm the old guy.